So you may have heard that Thierry Neuville has suggested that the WRC needs to do something to take itself to the next level. But to understand what is behind this, we need to take a look. When the WRC was overtaken by the WRC promoter, they had a rapid innovation from 2013 to 2017. But what is now next? That is quite important. If we go back, we understand that the WRC has never been really sustainable since professionalisation, and we can agree that 8 cars is not enough. But people say Rally 2, but it's not really financially sustainable. You need manufacturer investment. So you can tune into the ERC if you want WRC 2 cars. But over time, the media and financial markets are changing, and the gaps between big and small sports are rapidly increasing. Multiple sports are looking to their future with a lot of angst. And what we've seen with media models over the past 30 years is that there was an accepted business model, but now that model is changing. And it impacts sports like the WRC far more than any others. And to increase that, the WRC and other motorsport has it worse. The ICE, or internal combustion engine, is a tech that is being legislated out in big markets. And the tech that's coming in, i.e. hybrid technology or battery technology, has zero emotional connections to fans. So it's a bit of a catch-22. You can't do what you want to do, but the solutions are multiple and have a lot of barriers to them. So what is a WRC to do? That is the next best question. For more, check out www.raceofyous.com.